Importance of reverse logistics. The rise of e-commerce has increased the need for an effective reverse logistics solutions. Online shoppers are more likely to return things since they are unsure of what they are getting. If you ask me, trust me, this has been the biggest challenge in the e-logistics, and that is reverse logistics. Because of online buying, people cannot feel and they cannot understand and analyze the product. They conveniently send the products back. And most of the time, the burden of the reverse logistics is bared either with the brand or the company or the marketplace that is a multi-brand portal that takes the orders. This is where I think I see a huge opportunity if we could find some solutions to reduce the reverse logistics. We can't eliminate it. It is a feature, it is an advantage given to the customers in today's era. But at the same time, if understanding the economics of losses that we go through, if we could reduce it, let's say from the e-commerce company's point of view, if you say that if you have zero returns in last 10 orders, you probably get a little discount coupon to discourage you to do the returns. So people will take more initiatives to avoid the reverse logistics, and eventually the discount amount should not be so much higher compared to the shipping that goes to and fro. If suppose out of 10 orders you have, one customer has ordered and they land up sending 5 back, the shipping cost is way too much. You know, but this is the same customer who gives us good revenue. So you'll end up entertaining it, but we need to find a solution to it. So maybe the brand or the marketplace company who runs these orders, who receives these orders, they could give away some kind of discount to discourage the reverse logistics. It's just a suggestion. While brick and mortar returns rates average between 8 to 10%, e-commerce returns rates come in at more than double that at 20%. Brick and mortar retail stores, you know, people go, that is the advantage that the retail stores has and the disadvantage, I will say, the e-com has. And I'm sure with some time, we will find some strategy or some processes to discourage this or cut down the cost of the return logistics. Products requiring a certain fit like apparels and footwear have higher return rate of about 30%, especially the footwear. Till I don't try, how do I know is it comfortable or not comfortable to me? Probably the UK 6 fits me in one design and UK 5 in other. And this is why the returns happen, especially brands like Skechers, Puma, Nike, they confront a lot of returns because of this. But they can't dismiss e-commerce, so that's the reason they're still running the show, but they're trying to find a solution to this. Whereas when you go to a retail store and you go and try it, you're very sure that you have bought it and you're comfortable with it and you've bought it accordingly. One of the USPs of selling online for customers is easy return policies. This is actually a USP when you see it from the customer's point of view. But when you see it from the brand side, it is breaking their back going through the returns every day, you know. So businesses cannot complain about the higher return rate. But you have to still find the solutions if you ask me, you know. There was a time that I knew that I was working with a brand and they had Ajio. We received orders worth rupees 16 lakhs in a month. And that was the third month, I would say. And there were 10 lakhs returns worth 10 lakhs. Am I really making money out of it? This is where I think they need to understand something has to be done in the processes or in the systems where this return logistic cost should come down at least. Product returns are the biggest and the most frequently faced obstacles by most e-commerce businesses. Costs associated with return goods represent anywhere from 8 to 15% of the company's top line. So, companies need to have a very efficient reverse logistics strategy in place so as not to reduce the overall profitability of the business. Top line is the sales. They'll end up being almost 8 to 15% of the company's sales. And this is where I think they need to find out some efficient way to understand that without affecting the profitability of the business or the sale of the business, they still manage a way out where they can handle their return logistics effectively. Costs associated with return goods represent anywhere from 8 to 15% of a company's top line. So companies need to have a very efficient reverse logistics strategy in place so as not to reduce the overall profitability of the business. Top line means the gross sales. The 8 to 15% of your gross sales actually is the return logistics, is the reverse logistics. And when they say they want it efficient, that means they want the process as soon as they receive the, as soon as the goods have been come in, you know, they have to be quickly QC done and they have to put in the shelf for resale. This human made processes should go faster and efficiently. At the same time, the reverse logistic has to be cost effective. It cannot be very expensive. So it has to be done. The whole process has to be in such a way networked or looped that it goes more efficiently and as well as cost effectively. Third party logistics, famously known as 3PL. Third-party logistics or a 3PL is known as an outsourcing operational or e-commerce logistics to a third-party logistic company who then handles everything from inventory management to delivering of the products. They look the third part when it comes, when it is a 3PL, they manage, they look into everything. They look into the inventory management. They also look into the products, everything. This enables business owners to concentrate on their core competency while a 3PL provider efficiently manages the order fulfillment processes. There are a lot of startups, a lot of brands at times they choose for third-party logistics is because they have a very skeleton team and they cannot concentrate on everyday order processing and inventory management. So what do? They want to focus on their production. They want to focus on their product currently. So they that's when they take a support of 3PL and their whole focus is on their product and the production and the inventory and the order processing and delivery is the headache of the 3PL company. A 3PL provider takes responsibility for the goods or services being shipped, which is very good for online business who wants to focus on their business, just as I explained. A 3PL differ from just transporters because the transporter do not take such responsibility. A transporter will just pick up the goods and deliver it to your final customer or the retailer. But that's not the case with the 3PL. 3PL will make sure it's been packed well, the inventory is in back in place. There is much more than just picking up the goods and giving it to the final customer. The 3PL logistic providers manages both outbound and inbound transportation requests in addition to warehousing. So there are companies that I know, they are famously working in India, that they look into the outbound and inbound logistic and warehousing. So all that the company has to just let them know that this is the raw material, I need to get it from my supplier. The logistic partner will, the logistic company will go and get the work done. You know, so everything with regards to logistic has been taken care by the 3PL company, you know, and this really makes it very easy for companies to focus on their core competency. 3PL logistic company acts as an e-commerce fulfillment company itself. Its role is to provide all the necessary services for logistic operations. What does this mean? Suppose you are an apparel manufacturer. You need the raw material from your supplier who is probably in some different city. You will let the logistic company know that you have placed the order. In fact, they will place the order and they will make sure it's sourced and it is delivered to your production unit. Now, if you are a very large scale company and there are three production units, so how much in each production unit go is required to be delivered? You need to tell him and he'll get it delivered. He'll get it and he'll get it either divided from the supplier or he will divide it and send it across. Then from the production unit to the warehouse, again the logistic has been taken care of, you know. And then from the warehouse, it goes probably to the distributor, to the retailer, or probably at times directly to the end customer. And in case there is a return, the reverse logistics has also been taken care of by 3PL. In between, in all of this, all the inventory management of the raw material as well as of the finished goods has been taken care of. What are you doing? You are working on your core competency. And your core competency is creating good product, innovative product and good designs and making sure that the customer is taken care and the customer's requirement is taken care of. This is something like how the whole 3PL works. Manufacturer, transportation to the 3PL facility. So let's say it's a brand called Levi's. Then it goes to the third-party logistic facility, and then it from there transports after the inventory management, warehousing, order processing, everything has been taken care by him at the 3PL company, I mean. And then it goes to the customer or customer's business or home. It could be a retail customer or end consumer, or it could be a retailer too, the Levi's retailer, or as well as a Levi's customer. So this is how third party logistics looks like in the process form. Services offered by the three party logistics, FTL, full truck load, and LTL, less than truck load, freight shipping. Now, what is full truck load? Full truck load is that the entire truck is being booked by a company, and the entire journey is also booked by that company of the whole truck, and it has been consumed by one company itself only. It could be different products of the same company, it could be the same product of the same company, you know. So this is full truck load shipping is this. When they say LTL, that is less than truck load, it is when a partial truck is being, truck is the commuting truck, that is the vehicle. Partial of it is being booked by the company or small companies, and then they are together cumulatively, it has been into the process of transportation. So this is less than truck load. There are companies who book FTL as well as there are companies who do LTL depending on their order that is ready to be dispatched. Inventory management is done by them, I told you. Kitting and customization is also done by them. They have lent their hand to do so much for the companies that the company has to just look into their product management and product development. Picking and packing. What is picking? When you are in a warehouse, you have to go and pick up the products which have been ordered. That is called picking, and you need a pick list for it. Then there is packing list. Packing list is generally used for companies which are for exports, where it gives all the dimension and the exact dimension of the packing, that is the carton, as well as of the product also inside, the count of the product. And at times, packing is also referred to as the packing of the product, a basic packing of the product. Reverse logistics, that is returns, just explained, shipping and receiving and warehousing. These many roles are played by the third party logistics. This is like actually having a partner into your business when it comes to a third party logistics. So if you really want to focus on your product, you should actually opt for third party logistics. It might look expensive at the initial stage, but in the long run, it lands up being more cost effective, making sure that you choose the right company doing that. Fourth party logistics, which is also known as 4PL. A fourth party logistic provider or a 4PL represents a higher level of supply chain management for the customer. It's more like consultant to your logistic plan. They just consult and they make sure they then forward the entire process to different 3PL companies or logistic companies. The 4PL gives its clients a control tower viewpoint of their supply chain, overseeing the mix of the warehouses, shipping companies, freight forwarders, and agents. So then from 4PL, it further goes into the another segment, that is, that could be a 3PL, that could be a LTL, or could be FTL. So fourth party logistics is a stage maybe before the third party logistics at times. It works like as a control point. The 4PL providers do not have any physical assets. So they don't do any warehousing. They don't do anything that is inventory management. They don't have any physical asset control to be used for moving the products. Instead, they play a consulting role, just as I said, in managing the process for their clients. So they work as a consulting role. Fourth party logistic providers will contract with third party logistics, freight companies, and other companies to deliver the necessary product or services or necessary support. Some clients consider them to be a fulfillment concierge. What is a concierge? Concierge is a company. Let's say when you go to an hotel, there is a concierge desk for travel that helps you consult with the vendors outside the hotel to travel the excursions. So that is called a concierge. It's more like a consultant or consulting partners based on their expertise in arranging and managing an outsourced supply chain. This is how the four-party logistic process would work as. Left is the manufacturer. The logistic company that you see in the middle is the 4PL. Then from there, it has 3PL facility. It has FTL and LTL freight. That is also a diversion. It has packing and it has courier. So they will have a control on all of this happening. So it's a stage earlier from 3PL. Depending on the requirement of what your company needs, you should use that kind of a logistic partner. Do you just need a transporter? Do you need a 3PL or 4PL? That you need to decide depending on your requirement right now. Fourth party logistics is used by companies to outsource all their logistic operations to a single logistic partner. So that means they don't need to look into other logistics apart from 3PL. All their logistic operations are taken care by fourth party logistics. The logistic provider would be responsible for managing the entire supply chain, including the assessing, designing, building, running, and tracking supply chain solutions for the client. All of this will be taken care by 4PL. 4PL logistic partner represents a higher level of supply chain management for their client. As I said, it's a stage higher than the 3PL. The fourth party logistics manages the mixture of warehouses, shipping firms, freight forwarders, and agents for its clients, providing a control tower viewpoint for their supply chain. All of this has been taken care of by the fourth party logistics. Fourth party logistics providers coordinates activities of other third party logistics that handle various aspects of the supply chain. So the other parties that are involved outside the third party logistics is also been taken care by the fourth party logistics. Let's understand. I'm sure you must be confused ki what is 3PL and what is 4PL. So let's have 3PL versus 4PL and what are the advantages and the disadvantages in that. A 4PL functioning at the integration and the optimization level, while a 3PL maybe is more focused on day-to-day operations. So I will say this way that 4PL is more of a strategic management in logistics, whereas 3PL is a lot of day-to-day operations. 4PL will look into optimization to see that they will go in advanced level to 3PL to get more optimization of the routes and of the services both. The main benefit of the 4PL partnership is that unlike 3PL, while might be more transaction oriented, 3PL is more transaction oriented. It is strategic relationship focused on offering the highest level of services for the best prices. And this is what you have from 4PL. It is more of a strategic relationship rather than transactional partnership. The primary advantage of the 4PL relationship is that it is a strategic relationship focused on providing the highest level of services for the best value to the client. So that is why people actually opt for 4PL. It ends up being at times a little more costlier. But it has, again, at the longer run, if you see, it has more advantages. 3PL providers are more like transaction focused. That's a quick wrap now. Let's have a quick wrap of the chapter. Businesses need to consider what type of logistics is beneficial for them. This also will decide the time and the efforts they need to put in the logistic functions. So it's just like one size does not fit all, you know. So the businesses, as per their requirement and at the different stages, at the growth stages of theirs, they have to decide what kind of logistic partner they are looking for. Are they looking out for if it is just a supplier then he might just look out for outbound logistics going to the final manufacturer, for because the manufacturer turns into a customer. It depends on what stage. If you are wanting a control tower and you want more efficiency, you will hire 4PL, you know. But you want to have, if you want a company that you want to have daily routines in check and understand how it is functioning, then you will take 3PL, because you are more wanting to have a company which is head-on transactional based. So depending on the requirement at your growth stage or the life cycle of the business, you should choose your partnership. And at every stage, the requirement will keep on shifting. It will not be like 2 years ago, you might just need 3PL, and maybe after 2 years, you need 4PL. To run an efficient businesses, you must ensure that both the inbound and outbound logistics activities are executed impeccably, just as explained earlier. Outsourcing allows stakeholders to focus on the critical business transactions. However, others may feel that there is an unsustainable level of risk that must be mitigated before this arrangement becomes viable. So there is also a risk involved when you do partnership with 3PL or 4PL, because sometimes the companies feel that they aren't as brand sensitive as they are. Maybe they will not honor any urgency of the customer. So this kind of an understanding, you have to take it from the companies, or the losses or the damages done in inventory. How are we going to manage that? All of these things have to be mitigated before getting into the final partnership. Businesses need to consider what type of logistics is beneficial for them. This will also determine the time and efforts they need to put in their logistic functions. Finally, in businesses, success in logistics translates to increased efficiency, lower cost. This is a repetition, but it is important that it goes into your head in the right way. Higher production rates, better inventory control, smarter use of warehouse spaces, increased customer and supplier satisfaction, and improved customer experience. When all of this has been a checklist, trust me, you have the right logistics partner with you. Thank you.